This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game, without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated, is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball is live from the sandhills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show, getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
Midway point of this six-game series between the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Carolina Mudcats. Thursday night baseball in downtown Fayetteville. It's another warm one tonight. Nightmare on Hay Street. There's some weird-looking folks around the ballpark for this one. Hi, everybody. Welcome inside. I'm Andrew Chapman along with Colin Casey. We're glad to be with you once again live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and MILB.TV. The Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Colin, the affiliates of the Houston Astros and the Milwaukee Brewcats have a two-game lead over the Woodpeckers. They've won each of the last five games, really starting to dominate this season series. For the Woodpeckers, some positives to take from yesterday's ball game, though. 7-2 at one point, but they found themselves back in that ball game. In fact, had the tying runs on base in the bottom of the ninth, but they weren't able to pull off the big comeback. But still, some big takeaways from yesterday's game, some big swings and some good pitching out of the bullpen.
Yeah, definitely a big emphasis on the big pitching out of the bullpen. There were some great performances, especially Jacob DeLabio, which was really outstanding work from him, retiring all eight batters he faced, striking out a season high six batters, career high, tying a career high as well throughout his minor league career. So good to see that. Good to see the power come back as well. Three home runs now in two games with Loperfido and Whitaker hitting some tape measure shots over the batter's eye out in center field. Also out hit the Mudcats, but in the end what really bit them in the rear end was just the 0-for-8 with runners in scoring position, left nine runners on base as well. Just couldn't get that one big hit, which unfortunately seems to be a theme so far this season. Fayetteville's just really been one big hit away from winning a lot of these close games. And to give a lot of credit to the Mudcats, they've been outstanding in close games all series long. We've got a great pitching matchup today. I think runs are going to be very tough to come by, so really any offensive chance Fayetteville's got to take advantage of against this tough Mudcats pitching rotation.
Yeah, the Woodpeckers do have a couple of two-run home runs this week. Justin Williams and, as you mentioned, Colin Tyler Whitaker. But both of those two-run home runs came with runners on first base instead of scoring position. So we'll see if they can try and come up with some big at-bats with runners at second and third. You mentioned that pitching matchup. It is a good one. Right-hander Edinson Bautista, 5-3 with a 3.18 ERA. He has been fantastic this year against the Mudcats, and he'll be taking on right-hander Steven Cruz, who has been equally as impressive against the Woodpeckers. He's got 9 scoreless innings against Fayetteville over 2 appearances this year in the season series. We have more numbers on those guys, the starting lineups as well, announced by the two managers. But when we come out of break, we have a great conversation for you. We met up with one of the stars of this year's Fayetteville club, Joey Loperfido, tonight's starting center fielder in game 3. It's been one heck of a year. He may be in Fayetteville with the draft and all the new players expected to join the Woodpeckers shortly. Loperfido may very well find an opportunity to go up to the higher levels of the Astros affiliate system. We talked to Joey about that. His upbringing playing soccer as a high schooler, his Phillies fandom as a kid growing up just outside of Philadelphia, and much, much more. So appreciate Joey taking the time, about an 8-minute conversation for you. Stay tuned for that on the other side of this break. Lineups and more numbers on the pitchers coming up as well. A 7:05 first pitch tonight in game 3 between the Woodpeckers and the Mudcats. It's all around the corner soon.
Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Welcome down into the tunnel at Segra Stadium. This is the Woodpeckers pregame show, getting ready for the Thursday night ball game, game three of the series with the Carolina Mudcats. And we are joined by tonight's starting center fielder, Duke product. It is Joey Loperfido. Joey, we've been waiting a while to get you on the pregame show. So you hit a big home run last night over the center field batter's eye. It seemed like the right time to have you on. How did that swing feel for you yesterday? And did Tyler Whitaker hit one that was even farther than yours?
It felt good. Put a good swing on it. Always nice to go deep at home. And I think Witt's might have been a little bit further than mine. I'll concede that. No issues there.
How was your All-Star break? I know everybody kind of had a chance to relax a little bit, go home. Some guys stuck around town. What'd you get to do over that four-day break?
I went home. My family has a place on the Jersey Shore. And me and a couple buddies of mine just kind of hung out. I was home working on some stuff. But, no, just kind of laid low. Got to see my parents, got to see my friends, and got some good dinners.
A little bit of relaxation, but Joey's still working on the swing as he usually does. Joey, going back to last year when you debuted with Fayetteville 2021, it was a little bit of a struggle for you, but I remember listening to some off-season conversations you had with some different podcasts talking about you stayed in the cage, you worked on putting on weight. Now, almost a year later from when you debuted and you reflect on it all, where do you think you've grown the most as a ball player just playing in Fayetteville over the last season or so?
Yeah, you know, definitely kind of having a tough time adjusting in that first month, you know, going through it, you know, definitely was difficult. But, you know, I look back on that point in my career, I think it was a time where, you know, a lot of growth happened. I think I got tougher as a player and as a person, and, you know, motivated me to head into the off season with some goals and then kind of carry those through spring training and then into the season. But I think it just speaks to how you gotta be a hitter first. You know, obviously everybody wants to hit for power, but I think just kind of locking in on what I need to do to become a better hitter every day, and then, you know, knowing that ultimately that power and, you know, the rest of that good stuff will come along.
On the defensive side too, you've strayed away from your usual center field, at least the position you played the majority of your time at Duke, and now you're playing a little second base, some first base as well. How do you think that adjustment has gone this year? You've got to split really equal time between outfield, second, and first.
Yeah, it's been a good challenge. I've definitely felt more and more comfortable as the season goes on, which is kind of how I thought things would go. You know, getting to make a couple nice plays at second, I felt like, over the past couple weeks, feeling really comfortable there. And, you know, getting to work with Jeff Bagwell a little bit while he was here, talking about first base, somebody that played, you know, 15 years in the big leagues, and getting to pick his brain a little bit over there, it's been good. But it's definitely a challenge. You know, definitely have to prepare a little bit different each day and just kind of take things where they go and try to get a little bit better.
You mentioned your family's place on the Jersey Shore. I know you grew up right outside the Phillies ballpark, and that was your childhood MLB team that you grew up rooting for. How much Chase Utley, Ryan Howard tape have you watched on? You've started playing second and first more.
A lot. I love Chase Utley about as much as a grown man can.
Yeah.
That also plays baseball. But yeah. No, I mean, he was my role model playing and growing up in that area, and I loved, you know, how he played the game hard every day and his toughness on the field, and obviously that World Series. I think that 08 team is a big reason why I fell in love with the game. So just trying to emulate those guys and, you know, win a World Series one day too.
Were you playing any other sports growing up? I know you come from an athletic family. Mom was a college volleyball player. Dad played some college football. Were there any other sports that you were playing growing up, and when did baseball become kind of the full-time sport for you?
I played soccer up into high school, up until my sophomore year. And then once I committed to Duke, I kind of shut things down on the on the soccer front. But no, I played that all my life and played left wing. Had a lot of fun doing it. But yeah, my sophomore year in high school, probably.
There you go. Yeah, I would say I'm surprised. Yeah, either midfield or left wing, right wing, attacking, you know, striker. That's what I was thinking for Loperfido. Nice. Joey, it's almost a year from the day you've been drafted. It might be a little bit over a year since you were drafted in the seventh round by the Astros last year. Whole new crop of ball players was just selected in the 2022 draft. What do you remember most from that phone call you got about a year ago and some of the memories of draft day for you?
It was awesome. You know, the moment it happened was awesome. The time leading up to it was kind of stressful and anxiety-filled. But once it happened, I remember being in my living room with my parents and, it was awesome. I actually went down to the Jersey Shore that night too to celebrate. But it was fun. You know, it was an exciting time, and I think it's the next chapter for a lot of these guys. And you know, looking back on where I was a year ago, I felt like I knew a lot about the game. And I think fast forward a year, you kind of understand how little you know, and just how, you know, far this journey can take you. So just kind of understanding that you really don't know anything, and I think that's kind of how the smart guys look at it.
Yeah, it's that interesting time of year where every roster really across every affiliate in minor league baseball starts to reorganize a little bit with all the new draft players that are coming into their respective systems. And we were talking to Joe Thon a little bit about taking stock with where they're at in the system. You know, some guys go up, some guys go down. Is that something you really think about much around this time of year? Because I know this is, you know, when you and Quincy and Will and Chad and all those guys kind of came to Fayetteville last year. Do you think much about, you know, what's kind of next for you around this time?
You know, try not to. Just know that, you know, whatever happens, you know, at the end of the season, wherever I'm at, whether I'm here or at another affiliate, I'll be happy with, you know, how things went. And at this point in the year, just kind of taking each day for what it's worth. You know, I think it's easy to kind of fall into that trap of, oh, hey, you know, maybe I'll move up this week, maybe I'll move up that week. But at the end of the day, you just got to play, and that's what I'll keep doing.
Yeah. Lastly, Joe, you know, we've really enjoyed having your story out here in Fayetteville, and of course the local tie with Duke, you being just down the road from where you played your college ball. And it's funny, when you first got to town and at points this year, we've heard really whole sections of fans chanting, Joey, Joey. And I figured these were college friends of yours, but you've said some instances you have no idea who these people are. They just know that you're kind of local and you played at Duke. And what's just been your favorite part about playing in front of the Fayetteville crowd over the last year or so here at Segra Stadium?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of passion here. Little fan club at Fort Bragg, which has been cool. They asked me if I wanted to, you know, jump out of a plane with them one time. I think they'd had a couple drinks at Healy's. But
is there some language in your contract that allows you to jump out of a plane?
Yeah, I don't think I will be jumping out of a plane anytime soon. But no, I mean, the fans have been great, and it's cool getting to play for an affiliate that's pretty much as close to where I went to school as possible. And, you know, getting to play in front of fans in North Carolina like I did at Duke, it's been really cool.
All right, Joey, well, good luck the rest of the week, and we've enjoyed watching you take the diamond each night, again playing center field tonight in Game 3 against the Mudcats. Thanks so much for taking the time to be on the pregame show for the first time.
Thank you guys for having me.
Gay-proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star spangled yet wave o'er the land of the free.
From Michelle Abrams.
Straight from the ballpark, it's time to dig in for some Woodpeckers baseball. Now, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
Peckers baseball is live on the air in downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina. Woodpeckers Broadcast Network, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and MILB.TV. Andrew Chapman along with Colin Casey from the booth tonight. It is game 3 of 6 between the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, the single-A affiliate of the Houston Astros, and the visiting Carolina Mudcats, the single-A affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers. Carolina leads this series 2-0 entering tonight. But now their offense will have to contend with one of the dominating arms for the Woodpeckers this year. It is the right-hander, 20-year-old Edinson Bautista, originally from Santiago in the Dominican Republic. Bautista comes into tonight with a 5-3 record and a 3.18 ERA, pitching in his 17th game of the year, making his 6th start. 70 2/3 total innings of work. He has allowed 49 hits, 25 earned runs, only 2 home runs all year long, 31 walks, and 79 strikeouts for Edinson Bautista. Let's go out of Mudcats lead off with Henry Mendez, the lefty DH. Eduardo Fernandez hits second, and Oswald Leones, the lefty playing in left field, is third. Edbert Perez does the cleanup hitting. Eduardo Garcia, the shortstop, is fifth. Jesus Chirinos is sixth. Over at first in the bottom three features Zach Robbie, Jose Cibrian, and Luis Silva. Edinson Bautista gets his first side of the night, and the first pitch is a fastball that clips the outside edge. That is strike one, and off we go. It's 7:08 Eastern time. Another very warm ball game tonight in Fayetteville. Sunny, but 95 degrees. And here's a bouncing ball that Edinson Bautista is able to pick right off of his shoelaces, run towards first, and get the out. Nearly lost his balance, but was able to pluck that one up and get it over to first, help himself out. Little 1-3 to start the ball game, bringing up Eduardo Fernandez. And Colin, let's meet that Woodpeckers defense tonight.
Fayetteville going out there in their black uniforms tonight. Jose Alvarez doing the catching for Edinson Bautista. Victor Mascai over at first. Cody Orr, the second baseman. Tyler Whitaker at shortstop, and Justin Williams back over at third. First pitch fastball misses up and in from Bautista. Left to right in the outfield, Jackson Hallmark shifts over to left. Joey Loperfido in center, and Logan Cerny, the right fielder for the Woodpeckers.
1-0 pitch is elevated to Fernandez. 92-mile-per-hour fastball by Bautista. And it's two balls and no strikes. Eduardo debuted with Carolina yesterday, was added to the roster on Tuesday in the opener. Swings and misses at an outside slider. Comeback strike by Bautista, and it is 2-1. Woodpeckers on Nightmare on Hay Street night. There's a haunted house Halloween theme throughout the ballpark. Haunted house down to the batting cages on the right field side. If you want to check that out tonight, you're at the ballpark. Pitch up and in, 3-1. Appropriately, they're wearing their black ops, blacked out uniforms. With the black hats, the black uniforms with the shadow camo sleeves, Woodpeckers in white block lettering across the chest, and the black baseball pants. Pitch down and outside. And themed appropriately tonight, Colin, but 95 degrees. I also don't envy them wearing all black down there on the diamond today.
Yeah, you beat me to it right there. I was about to say how hot it must be in those uniforms. I also want to give a shout-out to Jose Alvarez. You look at the catcher's gear he's wearing, the shin pads, black and orange, fitting
like
in
that
with the Halloween theme.
Yeah. Oswald Leones is now the lefty in after Fernandez walks, and Bautista able to get ahead of him with strike one. Oswald Leones, a 201 hitter this year, couple of home runs, 24 driven in. The on-base, a 288 percentage. Fernandez off of first. Here's the pitch, and a fly ball is lifted foul side down the left field line. Hallmark hustling over, but that'll clear the net and get into the seats. 94, the speed reading on that fastball for Bautista, his hardest one so far this first inning, just underway. So you have the Woodpeckers in those shadow camo Black Ops uniforms, and the Mudcats are back at the Reds again today. The red uniform with Mudcats and that white team script across the chest, white numbers on the backs, small white numbers on the front of the uniform, a black detail down the side of the jersey. As the pitch is called strike three on the outside corner. Down goes Leones looking. Second out for Edinson Bautista, a black belt with gray pants and a red and black pinstripe down the side of the leg, high black socks for Hedbert Perez as the Carolina cleanup man digs into the left side of the plate. Hedbert Perez, a tough day yesterday with four strikeouts, and the runner is on the move. He swings and hits a fair ball along the first baseline, but it eventually trickles foul in the dirt. And it's 0-1 on Hedbert Perez. His numbers on the season, Perez is just trying to stay above the 200 mark. He's at 215 right now, playing in his 77th game of the year. 15 doubles, 2 triples, and 11 home runs. Those 11 big flies are first on the club now active. Jackson Chorio hit 12 homers for the Mudcats before his Monday off-day promotion up to High A, Wisconsin, in the Timber Rattlers. Perez takes a breaking ball low, and it's a one ball and one strike count. Eduardo Fernandez taking a little bit of a secondary lead off of first, not going. Here's the pitch, and a fastball is up and away at 93. Two balls and one strike on Perez.
Got a bit of a shadow being cast in front of the batter's box, something that these Mudcat hitters haven't had to deal with the first couple of games, the delayed start and the overcast skies on Wednesday.
Out of the stretch, the runner is on the move, a swing and a miss. Here's the throw from Alvarez, a tag applied by Whitaker, but not in time. It was a pretty well-placed ball by Alvarez. Throw got in there in time, maybe a little bit off to the shortstop side of second base. Whitaker able to snare it on the short hop and drop a quick tag, but Fernandez had a good jump. And on his second attempt to get down to second base, he does swipe the bag. And Hedbert Perez now in a 2-2 count. Bautista needing just a strike to get out of this top one. And he gets it, swinging a miss on a breaking ball, and down goes Perez. Strikeouts have really been bugging him the last couple of nights. Bautista gets a pair, and the first inning scoreless for him. Woodpeckers grabbing the bats for the first time on the other side of this break. Hallmark, Cerny, and Loperfino get it started. And we have the rest of the starting lineup as well when we return to Segra Stadium.
World Bunker! Bunker's entrance is brought to you by Cumberland Tractor Kubota of Fayetteville. Visit their location at 1530 Middle River Loop here in Fayetteville for a variety of services and Kubota equipment. Fans, make some noise for Bunker! Fans, do you want free tacos? Well, here's your chance. If the Woodpeckers score 6 runs tonight, all fans in attendance will win a free taco from El Cazador. If the magic number hits, fans will receive a coupon on their way out tonight. Coupons are redeemable at any of their locations here in Fayetteville. Say, we want tacos with me on 3, 1, 2, 3. For the Mudcats, Steven Cruz. Tonight's Woodpeckers walk-up music is presented by the Big 95.7.
We are just underway from Segra Stadium, and the Woodpeckers grabbing the bats to face right-hander Steven Cruz for the first time tonight. Carolina starter, 3-4 with a 4.63 ERA. Game number 13, start number 13 for Steven Cruz, originally from Nicaragua. He's thrown 58 and a third total innings this year, most in a single season in his pro career. He's allowed 30 earned runs, 10 home runs, 13 walks, and 67 strikeouts. He faces Jackson Hallmark to lead it off, then Logan Cerny and Joey Loperfido. Middle three for Joe Thon's lineup card tonight features Justin Williams, Victor Miskai, and Tyler Whitaker. In the bottom three, 7-9, Jose Alvarez, Cody Orr, and the lefty, Renier Rivas. First pitch from Cruz is popped up by Hallmark towards the rain tarp. Chirinos chasing after it, gets onto the warning track, and that one falls just out of his reach. For a strike on Hallmark to open up the at-bat. A couple of home runs coming. Yes, low shot from Loperfido. Two-run homer by Tyler Whitaker. They've hit 3 home runs over the first 2 games of this series. 82 big flies as a club. Tied for second in the Carolina League, batting a collective 218 as a team. Fastball outside, and it is 1-1 on Jackson Hallmark.
Now Hallmark making his 17th start at the top of the order for Fayetteville. That now makes him the most often used leadoff hitter this season for Joe Thon.
Swinging a miss by Hallmark at 1 outside. Yeah, he's really found a niche there now after his strong series in Myrtle Beach leading into the All-Star break. Good series in Kannapolis. Had a pair of hits, and look out. Jackson Hallmark got hit in the back of the head. He spun away from a fastball. Sounded like that baseball got mostly helmet, but Jackson Hallmark has fallen to the ground and is lying flat on his back. Team trainer Eric Braun is quick to come out there to check up on Jackson, who is alert right now. He is talking to Eric, and That's a good thing that he's able to have a conversation, and now he's sitting up and still taking a moment to grab his bearings. Joe Thon has worked towards the home plate circle, of course concerned about Hallmark, but also looking at his lineup card and whether he has to make a change right away. This might not be something that they want to mess with, and now Hallmark has gotten up to his feet to an applause from this Thursday night crowd. A scary moment there, just a getaway fastball by Cruz, and Hallmark doesn't look like he'll stay in the game tonight, walking off slowly with Eric.
Yeah, they don't want to take any chances on a fastball that gets you in the helmet area, so at the very least it's great to see him walk off the mound. And not too often you see a fastball get away from Steven Cruz as well. Just 13 walks on the season, so not a guy who has control issues too often. I think that one just slipped out of his hand. Ends up getting Hallmark in the back of the head, and he ends up going down the tunnel. You hope it's not anything long-term. He's just been playing such great baseball over the last month. Hopefully just a day-to-day Ramirez coming in, pinch run for Hallmark.
Yeah, well, an odd instance where you just had Yuri Ramirez coaching first base. He was the first base coach when Jackson Hallmark got hit in the head there, and now Yuri Ramirez has to set aside those coaching duties, hand them off to Freddy Guillamo, put a batting helmet on, and go and run at first. So now it's Logan Cerny. Yuri Ramirez might take a moment to stretch it out, get loose down there at first. And Cerny stepping in. 252 hitter. Cerny takes a fastball on the outside corner, called strike one by tonight's home plate man, Shea Graham. He was behind the plate in Tuesday's series opener. And his teammate, Brian Laws, the two-man umpiring crew. Brian Laws works the bases, the umps of the black hats, black polos, and gray pants. Cerny, a reluctant swing on that slider. Didn't want to go, but he knew he went too far. Nothing in two.
Really feel for Hallmark too. He was hit twice in yesterday's game.
Right. Sometimes you feel like there's a magnet attached to your back as a hitter. There'll be stretches where guys get plunked 3, 4, 5 times in a series. Again, Jackson Hallmark down for a moment, but able to have a conversation with the trainer, Eric Braun, get back on his feet and walk off under his own power. So that's at least a good sign for now. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. And Cerny is called out on strikes. Fastball got him looking.
Good spot there from Cruz. He's, like I said before, about as accurate as it gets when he's able to locate that fastball and put it right on the outside part of the plate. That's where you want to keep it against Logan Cerny. Just simply froze him for the first strikeout of the ballgame.
So now here's Joey Loperfido. Joey, the left-handed hitter, tonight's pregame show guest. And the first pitch to him is a fastball on the low inside corner, called strike one. Batting 296 in the regular season. Shortstop Garcia playing close to that second base bag. Here comes the pitch. Loperfido hits a deep fly right center field. Fernandez is sprinting back on it. Looks up. It is gone. The second straight night with a home run for Joey Loperfido, number 8 of the year. Tonight's of the two-run variety, and the Woodpeckers lead 2-0 in the opening inning.
It has been a couple of weeks since Loperfido last left the yard prior to yesterday. And I guess those home runs coming in bunches. That pitch caught way too much of the plate there from Cruz. That's the downside of being such an accurate pitcher. You find the zone more often than not. Eventually, you'll have one that catches too much of the plate, and Loperfido made him pay.
That he did. Tape measure home run, deep right center. That ball hit the farthest part of the concourse out there beyond the drink rails and one hopped its way onto the train tracks. Fastball strike, and now there's a little group of fans out there congregating near the tracks wondering how they might be able to fish themselves a Joey Loperfido home run souvenir. Here's the 0-1 pitch. And a foul ball swung on by Williams and fouled back to the screen. You know, I believe they let you stamp your hand at the gate if you want to re-enter, so I would go get a stamp on the hand, hustle around to the train tracks, stay off the train tracks, of course, and try and get yourself a baseball, a home run souvenir. 0-2. Slider outside to Williams. One ball and two strikes.
Maybe more guys should talk to you before the game. Might be good luck.
Possibly. I know Joey Loperfido is going to come up to us afterward and say, hey, let me on that pregame show again. Swing and a miss to Williams. He strikes out. And hopefully Jackson Hallmark has been a clubhouse that is plunking in the helmet. At least ended up turning into an extra Woodpeckers run. That's something that would get Hallmark fired up. Got hit in the helmet, but your replacement ends up scoring the run on the home run. Loperfido has had a two home run game, should say, this season. That was against the Salem Red Sox back in April, but he has not had a stretch yet this year where he's homered in back-to-back games. Now Mascai punches one deep to left. Leone is drifting back in front of the warning track, has room to make a catch, and the inning comes to a close. But Joey Loperfido opens it up tonight with a powerful swing, a two-run home run to right center, his eighth of the year. And the Woodpeckers lead this ball game 2-0 as we go to the top of the second on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
On Wednesday night all summer long. Every Wednesday home game is Dollar Dog Night at the ballpark. Enjoy $1 Smithfield Foods hot dogs throughout the game and bring your pup to the park for only a dollar as well. The great deals don't stop there. If the Woodpeckers win on Wednesday, so do you. Every fan in attendance will receive a free ticket to a future Wednesday home game. So bring the whole family, including your furry friends, down to Segra Stadium Wednesday night for Dollar Dog Night. Learn more at MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina league.
Edinson Bautista spotted a 2-0 lead opening this top of the second on a Joey Loperfido two-run home run. Eduardo Garcia starts the inning with a bouncer towards third, but that'll get foul. And it's 0-1 on the Carolina shortstop, back in the five spot tonight as he was in the series opener. And I think Garcia might have actually broken the bat. That ball got him off the end of the barrel, and he's walking back to the dugout to get a new piece of lumber.
He's almost frustrated by it. He kind of just tossed it aside looking to get another bat. I think he thought that pitch was one he should have done a lot more with than grounded foul.
Maybe that was one of his favorite bats, too. Hitters will tell you, they like bats become their friend after a while, and if you lose your friend, that can upset you. Here's the 0-1. Slider to the outside. Usually guys have four or five in the rotation, and there's some guys that'll tell you that they're ranked. This is one, this is two, three, four, five in order. Slider to the outside, and he got him to swing through. One ball and two strikes. Eduardo Garcia comes in batting 266, playing in his 80th Carolina League game of the season. Strikes out looking, and he knew it. A changeup on the inner half at 81. Edinson Bautista has struck out three straight Mudcats going back to the first.
When he gets in a rhythm, it's almost like he can locate every single pitch in his arsenal on the outside, inside part of the plate. Doesn't make a whole lot of mistake pitches, and he's just been dialed in from the get-go ever since issuing that walk to Fernandez in the first.
Now it's Jesus' sixth bat. Changeup strike. Reno shaking his head. No, he didn't think so, but it's 0-1. Middle infield press back. Third baseman Williams, Miskai, the first baseman straight up. There's a fastball, place for a strike. 96 flashing that time for Bautista. And that would be the upper threshold of his velocity, if that is indeed accurate. Here comes the 0-2. Got him swinging. Three pitches, down you go. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. Bautista has struck out four in a row. That time he beat Chirinos with a slider to the outside after he ramped it up at 96. Good mixing of speeds right now for Edinson.
He's really been one of the top guys over the last 2 months in the entire Carolina League as it comes to pitching. Just electric stuff.
First pitch, fastball. Begins Robbie 0-1.
Since May 25th, he's appeared in 10 games prior to tonight. A 2.39 earned run average over 49 innings.
Line drive to right field, and that'll be trouble. It'll get all the way towards the base of the fence. Cerny was playing off into the right center field alley. It takes a while to get there. Fires back onto the infield, and Robbie gets to second with a two-out double.
Just going the other way with that fastball, outer part of the plate. Robbie, smooth swing. Plenty of grass down that right field line. He's able to jog into second base. So a bit of a two-out rally. Second inning in a row that Carolina will have a runner in scoring position with two down. The question is, can they get that hit they're looking for and try to chip away at this two-run deficit?
Jose Cebrian trying to do something with Robbie in scoring position. Carolina catcher takes outside a changeup. And it's one ball and no strikes. A little bit of a breeze tonight, helping cool off some of the mid-90s temperatures, and that breeze is blown out towards left center field, making it a more hitter-friendly ballpark tonight for the right-handers that can get one up into the jet stream. That was a slider placed on the outside corner to Cebrian, called a strike, 1-1. The stretch by Bautista, and pitch. Ground ball, left side. Shuffling left, Williams. He grabs it third, throws to first, and with a stretch, Miskai brings it in and ends the inning. Edinson Bautista threw two scoreless, strikes out two more in the second inning. No runs on one hit. A man left on, no errors. And we go to the bottom of the second inning. 2-0 Peckers on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
T-shirt toss. Make some noise. Get a little but down on the low key. She know how it feels. I saw the shorty, she was checking up on me. From the game, she was singing in my ear. You would think that she knew me. Decided to cheat. Okay. Conversation got heavy. She had me feeling like she's ready to. Watch out! Our power hitter of the game, Joey Loperfido, hit a home run, which means this lucky fan won a prize pack, courtesy of Fayetteville PWC. Congratulations! Segra provides Segra Stadium with free public Wi-Fi. Log on now by selecting hashtag GoSegra. Leading off the bottom of the second inning for the Woodpeckers, the shortstop, number 8, Tyler Whitaker.
Tyler Whitaker strides into the right side, begins the bottom of the second inning facing right-hander Steven Cruz. Carolina starter delivers the first pitch, and a line drive is hit out to center field. That'll fall for a base hit, and Tyler Whitaker, first pitch attacking, has a base hit and hits in each of the last two games of this series. The two-run home run yesterday and a leadoff single tonight. bring up Jose Alvarez.
He's reached base in all three games as well, drawn a couple of walks here and there. Loving the approach we've seen from Whitaker. Saw the home run, of course, last night. And sometimes that's all it takes. You hit one out of the ballpark, and you feel like every single pitch you can get to, no matter who's on the mound.
Here's Alvarez. Cruz slide steps home and misses outside. The home run Stephen Cruz surrendered gave up his first runs in the season series with Fayetteville all year. He had gone 9 scoreless over 2 previous outings, 6 scoreless in his last start. But the home run puts an end to that long drought for the Woodpeckers offense against this right-hander. And for Cruz, it was the 11th home run he's given up this season. That's been the one thing that's come to get him quite a bit this year. 11 home runs over short of 60 innings. And he's now allowed 32 earned runs on those 11 home runs. So really, he's not giving up a ton of base hits. And that's not how teams have been effective in scoring against him, linking together singles and doubles. It's been the long ball that has led to the bulk of Cruz's ERA, at least about 45% of it. At the belt, Cruz looks over the shoulder, throws the 1-1, and Alvarez pops it out of play. A foul ball. It's 1-2.
I think the low number of walks also correlates to that number. You throw more pitches over the plate. I mean, 13 walks over the amount of innings that Cruz has thrown this season is pretty impressive, but obviously the drawback when you go 58 in the third inning, you have a lot more balls barreled up by the opposing hitters.
Alvarez just able to get the end of the bat on that baseball, keep it at a 1-2 count. Stephen Cruz was pitching as a 19-year-old last year in the Dominican Summer League for the Brewers. It was his first professional campaign, the first professional season, really, and had a 3-3 record and a 1.37 ERA. He was great in the DSL. 1-2 pitch on a line, hit towards the left side, and that squeezes through Selvin Garcia out to left for a base hit. Back-to-back singles, and the first two runners have reached against Cruz.
Nice smooth swing there from Alvarez. Had multiple hits in each of his first two games. Went 0-for, though, in the opener on Tuesday. But that time got a pitch, again, lower half of the plate. Just kind of flicked the wrist out into left field. We've seen a few of those hits the last couple of nights for Fayetteville where they haven't really been trying to kill the baseball, just something to get it in play, and good things have happened for him.
Here is Cody Orr batting for the first time and a chance to add to a 2-0 advantage. The pitch. Swing and a miss at a slider. Strike one on Orr. Cody yesterday went 0-for-3, did reach once on a hit-by-pitch, though. It was the 9th time he's been plunked this season. Scored a run when he reached and also struck out once. Cruz the long set as the pitch clock hits 3, and he comes home with a slider, buries it low. 1-1 on Cody Orr. 8-for-33 this year in the season series. He has 3 doubles against the Mudcats, has driven in a pair of runs and scored 8 times. Also drawn 7 walks. Cruz, the long look to second, the pitch to Cody Orr. And he missed just off the outside corner.
That's the last thing you want to see right now if you're Victor Esteves, is not only Cruz getting hit hard, but a guy who doesn't usually lose command start to kind of locate pitches.
The 2-1 gets a swing and miss out of Orr, off speed at 82. That looked like a changeup, maybe a slider at the top of the strike zone. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stephen Cruz really has a different way of working on the mound compared to the Tuesday night starter, Alexander Cornille, who hardly left the rubber and pitched, it seemed, every 5 seconds. Orr strikes out swinging on a low fastball. So Cruz went to the change and then an increase in velocity to pick up his 3rd strikeout. Well, that helps put him in a good spot now. Facing Rainier Rivas, force at all bases, 1 away. Rivas' job here to avoid something on the ground. Rivas batting for the first time this evening after going 0-for-4 yesterday. Didn't reach, was off on Tuesday night. Wind gusting a little harder now towards left center, and the pitch. Swing at a changeup low, and he missed it.
Yeah, Rainier didn't reach yesterday, but he put the ball in play all 4 times, and sometimes that's all it takes to get you going back into a rhythm. It was Logan Cerny who had such a high number of strikeouts late April, early May. Once he started putting the ball in play, that's when the results came.
Whitaker at second, Alvarez at first. Rivas swings and foul tips one that hits the catcher and the home plate ump. Nothing in two. I was telling you pregame today, Colin, that I just love watching Rainier Rivas take batting practice. It is a smooth, slow swing, but when it hits the barrel, he was putting stuff over the batter's eyes. He usually does today. Big, strong, left-handed hitter. Makes it look easy during batting practice, and on a few occasions this year, four times to be exact, that power has translated into the game. With home runs, he's has 19 total hits, 13 driven in, trying to increase that average, though. He's at 157, and he hasn't been walking a ton either. The on-base has dipped below 200 now at 197 for Rainier.
That swing reminds me of another 44. That guy, whenever he made contact, ball went a long way.
A nothing and two count with one away and runners at first and second. The pitch. And he sticks the bat out on a breaking ball. This could be trouble. A slow roller along first. Cruz over to cover. The flip is not in time. Rivas hustles it out. That play was just very slow developing. Rivas didn't like that pitch, but he got the bat on and was able to dribble it towards first. Chirinos didn't charge that ball, I don't think, enough, Colin. He kind of sat back on it. It died in the grass, and Cruz was a little tardy getting over. Base is loaded on what will go down as an infield single. And the top of the order, Yuri's Ramirez batting in Jackson Hallmark's spot, up for a first time.
Talk about a huge at-bat for your first plate appearance of the ball game. Not expecting to play, come on in, and all of a sudden you've got a chance to really blow open the game for your team.
First pitch from Cruz to Ramirez. Swing and a miss on a slider. Again, Ramirez batting for the first time this evening. Jackson Hallmark was hit in the back of the head with a Steven Cruz fastball in the bottom of the first inning. Walked off under his own power, which was good, but he had to be replaced by Urias. Ramirez came on as a pinch runner, now hits against Cruz and takes the breaking ball for strike two on the outside corner. 0-2 on Ramirez. That was the 30th pitch. And they get the 31st, rather, for Cruz tonight. Whitaker at third, Alvarez at second, Rivas at first with one away. 2-0 Woodpeckers lead. Here it is. Strikes him out. Fastball in the high outside corner, and Cruz able to get Ramirez on three pitches. Every time Cruz seems like he's been in trouble. First and second, nobody out. Got the strikeout. Bases loaded, one out. Got the strikeout. Tend to throw a lot of pitches, really labor through this second. Third time around, seen Cruz in the 2022 season. Advantage against him. Cerny is up, and the first pitch is outside. 1-0.
Owns the only grand slam hit by a Fayetteville Woodpecker this season. Came on the road against Delmarva a few weeks back.
Team leader with 14 home runs. He's crossed the 50 RBI threshold. He's at 52 on the year, leads the team. 75 base hits. Change up, call to strike on the outside corner. That one floated in at 83, and it's 1-1 on Logan Cerny. He got caught looking on an inside Cruz fastball in the first. Cruz has now struck out four and has worked some deep counts, but hasn't walked a batter, only hit Hallmark. 1-1 is low to Cerny. Two balls and a strike. Shadows starting to creep up on the third base line, home plate, and pitcher's mound area, but most of short, second, and first all still in that setting sunlight. Cerny pops this pitch up along the right field line. It's along the chalk. Perez coming over, gets pressed up against the wall, and right before that ball falls into the seats, he plucks it out of the air and ends the inning. Logan Cerny flies out with the bases loaded, and despite three singles, the Woodpeckers do not score. They leave them loaded, and through two tonight, the Woodpeckers still hold a 2-0 lead on the Loperfido home run. We're back in a moment.
Call Blanton's for all your air conditioning, plumbing, and electrical needs. Show us those tumblers. So cool. it's time to recognize our nonprofit of the night. Our nonprofit of the night is Special Olympics North Carolina. For more information on how you can become the nonprofit of the night, visit the fan information table on the concourse. On the mound for the Woodpeckers, Edinson Batista. Leading off the top of the third inning for the Mudcats, the third baseman, number 3, Luis Silva.
Top of the third, Edinson Batista threw two scoreless tonight. He struck out four Carolina Mudcats and faces the one man he hasn't seen yet tonight, Luis Silva. At the bottom of the Mudcats order, Henry Mendez and Eduardo Fernandez will follow. Now on the play-by-play for the next couple of innings, send it over to Colin Casey.
Thank you so much, Andrew. First pitch from Batista misses away on Luis Silva. Silva on the season, hitting just 167. Still looking for that first home run. He has driven in 11 runs. And the 1-0 is fouled off to the right, heading towards Hay Street. Fayetteville with a 2-0 lead. They did strand the bases loaded in the bottom of the second inning. The 1-1 from Batista flared again off to the right. This will find its way into the seats up in the Avex Club. Carolina riding a 6-game winning streak against the Woodpeckers out in Zebulon. 1-2, down and away. If there's a guy who can end that streak, it's Batista. Has 5 wins on the season, 3-0 at home this season for Edinson. Has not lost a single decision in this ballpark. Misses once more, and the count is full to the third baseman, Silva. Top of the order waiting afterwards. Henry Mendez on deck. Batista from the windup, the payoff pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. Strike 3. Strikeout number 5 for Edinson Batista. He so far has allowed just the double to Zach Robbie and the walk to Fernandez. Other than that, very strong first turn through the order for the right-hander. And with one away, in steps Mendez. Designated hitter Mendez riding a 15-game hitting streak, the longest active hit streak in the Carolina League. Breaking ball inside. His first at-bat, hit a ball sharply up the middle, but Batista stuck his glove out, knocked it down, and ended up getting the 1-3 putout to begin the ball game. Breaking ball check swing. Mendez, did he hold up? Yes, he did, says field umpire Brian Laws, who was behind the plate yesterday. Shea Graham calling balls and strikes this evening. 2-0 to Mendez. Hitting 258 on the year. Make it 3-0. Fastball in tight. Mendez, not the fastest leadoff hitter. He's stolen just 7 bases. He's actually been caught as many times as he's been successful. So 500. Stolen base percentage, 3-0, hit on the ground, left side. Williams, the third baseman, cuts off Whitaker. Throw to Mascai in time for out number 2. So Mendez, with how he's been swinging the bat lately, gets the green light, but might have been better off waiting for another pitch. Chops out to third, 2-up, 2-down. Eduardo Fernandez playing in just his second game with Carolina. Had quite the debut yesterday. A couple of hits, including a double on a pretty strange play, a pop-up that didn't leave the infield, landed, but Fernandez never stopped running, ended up at second base with his first career extra base hit at the single-A level. Takes an off-speed for strike one. Batista trying to get his first 1-2-3 inning of the ball game. A wave and a miss. That ball deflects off Alvarez and ends up going to the backstop. Just some sharp breaking movement on that pitch from Batista. Looking for his sixth strikeout of the ball game. He winds and fires. And a waste pitch, another breaking ball outside. It's also tied for the most strikeouts in a single game this season by a Fayetteville Woodpecker pitcher, Batista and Ernesto Jaquez, who is now with the Asheville Tourists. The 1-2, just off the plate, according to home plate umpire Shea Graham. That one didn't miss by much. Count even 2-2 with two down and a 2-0 lead for Fayetteville. Batista will try again. Here's the pitch. Another off speed that misses low and second time in the inning. Mudcat hitter has worked the count full against Batista. Oswald Leones waits on deck, hoping to get a chance in this third inning. Comes the payoff pitch. Fastball chopped. And it hits Fernandez while he's still in the box, a foul ball. Some of the lights starting to pop on here at Segra Stadium. Still some sun up, however. Just shy of 8 o'clock. 3-2, hit on the ground towards short. Whitaker fields, throws in time, and the inning is over. First 1-2-3 inning of the ball game for Edinson Batista. He has gone three scoreless in front of his home crowd. And the Woodpeckers lead it 2-0 as we head to the bottom of the third. Stay tuned on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
With our contestant, take it away, DP.
Welcome to the Nightmare on Hay Street. I'm here with my friend Mackenzie from New Leaf Therapeutics. How are you, Mackenzie?
I'm good, thank you.
Halloween trivia time. You ready?
I'm in.
Okay, let's do it. Let's look at some questions on the big board. General Halloween trivia. Our first question is, out of which vegetable were jack-o'-lanterns originally made? Which vegetable were jack-o'-lanterns? Turnips. Cucumbers or carrots, what say you?
Cucumbers.
She's going with cucumbers. Is she correct? Oh, okay, we're not done. Two more. You're doing great. Turnips? Who makes a jack-o'-lantern out of a turnip? Somebody did. Transylvania is a region in which country?
Oh, God.
Come on.
What are they saying?
Whatever you want. Pick a country.
Romania!
Romania! Yes! One more. This is for all the marbles. You ready? Here we go, babe. A Nightmare on Elm Street was inspired by...
A novel.
A novel. She's going with A. Is it a novel? Oh, that's too bad. It's an article. Happy Nightmare on Hay Street, everyone. I'm giving you a go, Packers.
Go, Packers!
All right.
Leading off the bottom of the third inning for the Woodpeckers, the center fielder, the power hitter of the game, number 36, Joey Loperfido.
Part of the lineup due up for Fayetteville. Bottom of the third inning, 2-0 Woodpeckers lead. Joey Loperfido, big part of the reason. In fact, the only part of the reason that the Woodpeckers lead it so far. Two-run home run in his first at-bat, his second home run in as many nights. Steven Cruz's first pitch to Loperfido misses outside the zone. The 1-0. That one skips in. Loperfido coming into tonight was hitting 296, fourth in the Carolina League. He's been in that top 10 for pretty much the majority of the season. He's consistent as it gets in that Woodpeckers lineup, and he takes ball three in the dirt. See if he has the green light the way he's been swinging the bat lately. Cruz with the 3-0. Fastball, little bit inside, ball four. That just shows how experienced of a hitter Loperfido is. Knows when to put the red light up. And he takes a close pitch that probably still could have gotten away with swinging at. Instead, he draws a leadoff walk.
Yeah, Colin, in that spot, I'm thinking Loperfido probably has the green light, but as it should be, 3-0, you're only swinging if it's perfect center cut, fastball, or a hanging breaking ball. Loperfido's been locked in the last couple of days, so you really don't want to give a hitter like him, at the stage he's at the moment, a red light at any part of the count.
Justin Williams takes a breaking ball down low. So that's five straight balls to begin the inning now for Steven Cruz, guy who does not walk a lot of batters. All of a sudden, having some command issues here in Fayetteville. Still no action just yet in the Mudcats bullpen. Williams' big cut comes up empty. Justin struck out swinging his first time up. He also has a home run in this series coming back on Tuesday night. Got one just over the fence into the bullpens out in left center field. Throw over by Cruz, and Loperfido dashes back to the bag. Joey's been a threat to run throughout the season. Comes into tonight with 26 stolen bases, second on the team. Starts and stops over at first. Williams with a swing and a miss. Feels like we haven't seen a whole lot of running in this series so far for the Woodpeckers. It was Danny Molina had a stolen base in last night's game, but that was it. Not many attempts. Just one for one. 1-2 swung on and missed. And Williams strikes out for the second time. That is strikeout number five for Steven Cruz and the first out of the home half of the third.
Well, that's as many strikeouts as Cruz had when he went six scoreless against the Woodpeckers back on July 1st. So while he hasn't been as accurate in certain bats tonight, he's given up the one home run ball. The strikeouts are still working for him, getting on a better pace tonight than he was last time.
Long pause by Steven Cruz before he throws his first pitch to Victor Miskai. Misses downstairs. Miskai, his first time up, flew out to left field and noticed we were watching Victor take BP earlier this afternoon. He was hitting a lot of balls the other way out towards that bullpen in left field. Wave and a miss, 1-1, which is probably a welcome sign because he's been typically a pull hitter throughout the season. So if he starts hitting the ball as well as he does to right field, same way to left, can really unlock a lot of doors for him as a hitter. The 1-1. Down and a bit outside. Even on balls, he wasn't really being found its way into the bullpens out in left field. Venezuelan awaits the 2-1. Outside once again, 3-1.
Yeah, it's kind of like Rivas. There's just so much power within the lower half from Miskai, those forearms as well. He's one of the guys, along with Rainier, that just makes it look casual in the cage. And can go deep on really an awkward-looking swing as well as a good swing.
3-1. Big swing by Miskai. And quick correction, actually Brazilian, not Venezuelan. Coming from Maria. Probably the only guy in that dugout that can speak Portuguese. Cruz delivers the 3-2, runner going, swung on and missed the throw down. The tag is not in time. So Miskai strikes out, but Joey Loperfido able to get the stolen base. So he's up to scoring position, but now with two down in the inning. That'll bring up Tyler Whitaker. Single to lead off the bottom of the second inning. To take advantage of a runner in scoring position. He was retired with a couple of runners in scoring position twice yesterday, so was unable to come away with cashing in those runs despite the two-run home run that he hit to center field. Cruz delivers a strike, 0-1. Anything in the outfield should be plenty for Loperfido to score from second base after he just stole his 27th bag of the campaign. Breaking ball outside, 1-1. Again, one more series between these two teams coming in August at Five County Stadium. Look at, and it's fouled off to the right by Whitaker. Opportunity for the Mudcats to clinch the season series, or at least a share of it. They're able to come back and win tonight and pick up another win later on this week. 10-4 against Fayetteville this season. Fastball outside and a bit high. Looking at the all-time series between these two teams, and Carolina's pretty much dominated that as well. They are 33-25 all-time against the Woodpeckers. Foul ball off the mask of Jose Cibrian. Of course, Carolina, formerly a Double-A affiliate, the better part of 20 years up until the end of the 2011 season. And they spent a bit of time in the High A affiliates before moving on down to the Single A here in the Carolina League. Loperfido leads off of second, 2-2 count with two outs in the bottom of the third. The pitch, breaking ball, a slow arcing one at 69 miles an hour, as Whitaker way out in front. Looked more like an Ephus from Steven Cruz, and he strikes out the side after surrendering a leadoff walk to Joey Loperfido. It's now 7 strikeouts on the game for Cruz. His team, however, trails 2-0 after 3 from Segra Stadium.
To have wonderful season ticket holders who support the Woodpeckers year in and year out. Every game this season, we'll randomly select one lucky season ticket holder to be our Hutchins High Performance Season Ticket Holder of the Game. This individual will take home a prize courtesy of Hutchins Law Firm. Tonight's High Performance Season Ticket Holder of the Game is Grace McGrath. Congratulations, Grace.
She held me spellbound in the night.
Leading off the top of the fourth inning for the Mudcats, the left fielder, number 34, Oswell Leonis.
The sun continues to set in downtown Fayetteville. 2-0 lead for the home team Woodpeckers. First pitch is on the outside corner from Edinson Batista to Oswell Leonis. 1-1 to the Carolina left fielder. Working quickly, a chopper now hit towards second. Yeris Ramirez Fields throws on to first. Time one away. Ramirez, again, coming in up in the helmet in the bottom of the first inning. So Ramirez at second, Cody Orr out in left field now for Fayetteville. And that's really the benefit of having so many guys that can play second base, but also you can go stick them in the outfield. And that type of versatility really working out for manager Joe Thon in a situation like this when you lose your starting second baseman so early in the ball game. First pitch to Hedbert Perez just off the plate from Batista. Try to locate that changeup down and away. Comes back with another breaking ball, but this one is upstairs. From the windup, 2-0. Fastball, Perez pulls his head out and foul tips it right off the catcher, Alvarez. Good crowd out in right field at Healy's Bar. It's Thirsty Thursday at the ballpark, along with the Nightmare on Hayes Street promotion. A lot of great promotions this weekend, so be sure to come on down to Segra Stadium if you're in the area. Swing and Perez can't connect, 2-2.
Yeah, Healy's Bar is the spot to hang out tonight. I'm telling you, we've got to try and get a broadcast there, but it keeps being 100 degrees every single Thursday, and I have no interest in being out there in 100.
2-2 misses low, count now full, yeah.
We'll fry the equipment.
We have the luxury of sitting in our air-conditioned press box.
Yeah.
Batista with the 3-2. That ball hit well out towards center field, sending Lo Perfido back, still running, heading out towards the track. He leaps, crashes into the wall, and he makes the catch. Joey Lo Perfido bangs into the center field fence and makes a highlight reel grab, and he's a little slow to get up. An acrobatic second out. And hopefully Lo Perfido's okay.
He's had the wind knocked out of him a little bit. Now he's seated upright, but Sarah Walton, team athletic trainer, hustling out there to go check up on Joey. And now he's getting some help up from his left fielder, Cody Orr. He just made a fantastic catch out there. Don't think he robbed a home run, but his glove was right near the top of the fence, Colin. And you know, as an outfielder, once you've been on that warning track for two or three steps, that the next step is the wall, and Lo Perfido pushed right through that, made sure he put the leather on the baseball, and then suffered the consequences afterward.
Discussion continues with Lo Perfido out there, and can't really afford to lose him, especially already with the hallmark exiting the ball game due to injury, and this is a brief conversation. Looks like Joey's all right. He will continue. What a grab. That's one of the best catches we've seen at Segra Stadium all season long, as he robbed Perez of extra bases. So a loud out number two. Bases still empty. And Batista will try to make it seven in a row retired to end the inning. Eduardo Garcia looking to prevent that from happening. Garcia was one of four straight strikeout victims throughout the first couple of innings that Batista set down. Went down looking to begin the second. And he swings the first pitch and launches it out to right field. Down the line, it's a fair ball. Coming over is Cerny. Bobbles it a bit, but a swift recovery. He fires it into the cutoff man, Ramirez, and that will hold Garcia at first base with a two-out single. It's a second straight time, Chappie, we've seen a ball hit down the right field line with two down to keep the inning alive for Carolina.
Yeah, Garcia and then Zach Robbie, a good opposite field hitter, that have been able to just tuck him down the right field line far enough to make it a difficult play for Cerny. Logan did a good job cutting that one off, though, and saving extra bases. That's a double for a lot of guys.
Ball, the first pitch to Jesus Chirinos, misses down and away. Carolina first baseman turned 21 years old yesterday, and he had quite the game to celebrate it. Batista with the 1-0, chopped right side. Sky fields it, but it's about 5 feet foul. Chirinos yesterday had a hit in each of his first three trips. Singled in the third and the fourth, came around to score both times, then doubled and scored in the sixth. So three runs scored for Chirinos. And he's got a 1-1 count with Garcia leading off at first. Pitch from Batista. Down and away again. It's the two hits so far against Edinson for the Mudcats. That double from Robbie and Garcia's single just a moment ago. 2-1. High in, catches the outside corner. So it's 2-2. Good spot there from Edinson. About to throw his 58th pitch of the ball game, trying to get through four scoreless. He deals, runner going. Breaking ball outside and no play to be made for Alvarez. He just eats it to stolen base for Eduardo Garcia. 14th stolen base of the season for Garcia. That is a team high. I believe it was Jackson Chorio who had the team lead prior to being promoted. Actually, no, he ended up with 10. So it is a season high throughout the lineup as the 3-2 misses down and away. Ball four, Chirinos draws a walk. And that'll put runners at first and second with two away. The second issued by Batista in his outing.
Really a lot of the base runners tonight, Colin, have come with two outs. That's been the one thing that's helping Batista keep a zero up there in the run column. Double to Zach Robbie with two outs in the second. Only one out base runner tonight was that Fernandez walk in the first. So let's see if Batista can get out of it here.
Robbie takes ball one, a little bit outside. And 60th pitch now for Batista. You wonder if he'll be able to make it five innings if he's able to get out here. Pitch count's kind of been halted in the mid-70s for him throughout the season. Gets a fastball over, evens the count. Season high for Batista. It's actually 82 back on July 15th in Myrtle Beach, so he has been able to get into the 80s. Fastball, and Robbie falls behind 1-2. Garcia at second, Chirinos at first, two down in the top of the fourth, a 2-0 lead for Fayetteville. Two-strike offering, swung on and missed. Strike three. Robbie fooled badly on that breaking pitch. The sixth strikeout for Edinson Batista, and he has gone four scoreless innings from Segra Stadium on cruise control as he's been for much of the past couple of months. On to the bottom of the fourth, Fayetteville 2, Carolina nothing on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Staff member right now. Take it away, DP.
Well, alrighty then. It's time for Pecker versus the People. I'm here with Brett. He works in concessions. He's fooding and drinking, y'all. But it's time for the question. There it is. In which country did Halloween originate? What say you, sir?
Germany.
Brett's going with Germany. Is he correct? He's not. Section 122. I need your help. Ireland. I have Ireland. Is he correct? Yes, sir! You've just done Section 122 a fantastic favor. Hey, Kailani. Kailani, say go Packers.
Go Packers!
That's right!
Back on the mound for the Mudcats, Stephen Cruz. Leading off the bottom of the fourth inning for the Woodpeckers, the catcher, number 18, Jose Alvarez.
Catcher Jose Alvarez leading things off in the bottom of the fourth. Fayetteville Woodpeckers leading the Carolina Mudcats 2-0 from Segra Stadium. Colin Casey alongside Andrew Chapman. And it's late July matchup between a couple of South Division cross-division rivals, I should say, as the 1-0 misses 2-0, I should say, in-state rival. But despite being in separate divisions, these two teams just about an hour 20 away from each other. Sharply hit ground ball to second. Zach Robbie backhands throw on to Jesus Chirinos in time for the first out of the inning. So Alvarez moves to 1-for-2 on the night. Steps 8 hitter Cody Orr struck out swinging his first trip. Started out the game at second base, now the left fielder. And the Ohio native awaits the first pitch from Steven Cruz. It's a fastball. And Cruz so far through 3 1/3 innings, he's given up 4 hits. A pair of runs on the 2-run home run from Joey Loperfido, his 8th of the season. Check swing and Orr went around, 0-2. Just blast out towards right center field. Really, Loperfido's had his fingerprints all over this ball game so far. Had the 2-run home run and a spectacular catch in the top half of this inning. Fastball outside, 1-2. Orr hitting a .189 on the season. He's had a pair of home runs of his own. A check swing, and he holds up. Jose Cibrian placed a tag just in case he went around. 2 balls, 2 strikes the count. Cruz winds and deals. Outside, 3-2. Third of 6 games this week between the two teams. For Fayetteville embarks on a 6-game road trip out in Salem, Virginia, take on the Red Sox. Payoff pitch, fastball just outside, ball 4. Cody Orr able to draw the second walk issue by Steven Cruz. It's a 1-out base runner for Fayetteville. Speaking of the Salem Red Sox, they are currently in Fredericksburg, Virginia, taking on the Fred Nats. That game tied at 3, top of the 5th inning. Salem won each of the last 2 games against the first place Nationals, trying to get themselves back in the playoff hunt in the North Division. Throw over and back with a dive is Orr. Elsewhere in the Carolina League, top of the 5th, Myrtle Beach with a 2-0 lead over the Augusta Green Jackets. Fly ball out towards right field, hit by Rainier Rivas, but Hedbert Perez moving to his right makes the grab about 10 feet in front of the wall for the second out. Didn't miss that one by much.
Yeah, just a little bit underneath that ball. I think it was at the bottom of the zone. Looked like a breaking ball, and Rivas just missed the meaty part of the barrel on it. A little more towards the end of the bat, but with his strength, that ball still gets all the way to the start of the warning track out there, hit it about 350 feet.
Steven Cruz gets a new baseball and is set to face the leadoff hitter, Yuris Ramirez. And this is just Yuris' second at-bat after coming in for the injured Jackson Hallmark. He struck out his first time up in the second. Ramirez waves and misses. Falls behind, 0-1. Down in Charleston, the River Dogs with a 3-1 lead over the Down East Wood Ducks. That game about to head to the bottom of the 6th inning. 0-1, Ramirez lays it off. Takes his lead off of first base. And Cruz, a long pause once again. The pitch, Ramirez with a towering pop-up. This one heading towards foul territory. Late break on it by Cibrian, but it's the third baseman, Silva, who comes over and bails out his catcher to make the grab, ending the inning. Cody Orr draws one out walk, but Stephen Cruz pitches around it. We head to the fifth from Segra Stadium. 2-0 lead for Fayetteville on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Sure. For the Woodpeckers, Edinson Bautista. Leading off the top of the fifth inning for the Mudcats, the catcher, number 20, Jose Cibrian.
To the fifth we go from Fayetteville. 2-0 lead for the Woodpeckers over the visiting Carolina Mudcats. Edinson Bautista on for his fifth inning of work. First pitch he delivers is a ball just inside to Jose Cibrian, the catcher for Carolina. For the next couple of play-by-play innings, let's turn it over to Andrew Chapman.
All right, thanks, Colin. A high strike called on Cibrian. A nothing and two count. Jose is grounded out over to third today. He's 0-1, batting for a second time. And the pitch home. Got him. And Edinson Bautista starts the fifth the same way he ended the fourth inning. A strikeout, swing up and strikeouts for the 20-year-old right-hander trying to become eligible for a winning decision if the Woodpeckers can hold on to this slim 2-0 lead. And he now faces Luis Silva at the bottom of the Mudcats lineup card. Silva struck out against Bautista, swinging into third, and fouls this pitch over the net. Out of play it goes. Silva went down on a high fastball. Bautista's been using the slider primarily as his strikeout pitch, but got Silva with the velocity. Pitch number 68 of the night, and 0-1. It is a fastball strike right down the middle at 95. Highest we've seen on that stadium radar gun tonight for Edinson is 96. He offers up an 0-2 and went to the slider, pulled the string, but missed down and outside. One ball and two strikes. Bautista has now dropped his season ERA to 3.00. One more out, and he'll be sub-3 for the year. And there it is, a strikeout swinging. Back-to-back punchies in the fifth. 8 for Bautista tonight. And now he's flirting with some season-high numbers in that department.
10 the season-high for him, and the season-high by any Fayetteville pitcher in a single game. He's just had electric stuff out there. We'll see if he ends up getting a chance at a sixth inning, but right now he's showing no signs of slowing down out there.
Hendry Mendez, the lefty and leadoff man, takes a first-pitch fastball in the zone, strike one. Most strikeouts in a game during July is 9. Bautista did that on the road in Myrtle Beach over 6 innings against the Pelicans. Tonight he's given up just 2 hits. The 0-1 just a little high and away. One ball and one strike on Mendez. Colin mentioned it earlier, but he is on a 15-game hitting streak, longest active in the Carolina League. Tonight 0-2 with a tapper to the mound and a ground out to third. 1-1 pitch misses low. Mendez hunched over and 2-1. Bautista's pitch count manageable, 73. They allowed him to throw 82 pitches in that six-inning outing against Myrtle Beach. The pitch is right on that low outside corner. A slight adjustment from Bautista on the previous offer. 2-2, trying to strike out the side in order for the first time tonight. He has a strikeout, at least one in every single inning. Two in the first, two in the second. Got one in the third, one in the fourth, and now two here in the fifth. A shake of the head, no. And now Bautista has the one he wants. Target is set low and away. The pitch is bounced out towards second base. Routine for Yuris Ramirez. A pickup with two hands. The throw to first ends a 1-2-3 inning for Edinson Bautista. Five scoreless on the scorecard tonight for Bautista. And we'll see if they stretch him a little further as he may try for a quality start tonight if he goes 6. 2-0, Woodpeckers lead halfway through it tonight at Segra Stadium.
It's time for the greatest game ever invented. It's knockerball. Tonight, the battle of the sexes. Italia, come here. This is Italia. That's Alex. Man versus woman. Two men, two people enter. One woman's probably going to leave. You guys ready? Alex, turn around. On 3, 2, 1, go. Italia, you good, baby? All right, that's one. Here we go. In 3, 2, 1, go. Alex is down. We're going to call that one a tie. This last one's for all the marbles. This is it. Let's go, ladies. Cheer on Italia. Come on, Italia. 3, 2, 1, go. Yes. We're giving that one to Italia. Give it up for Knockerball. All right.
Back on the mound for the Mudcats, Steven Cruz. Leading off the bottom of the fifth inning for the Woodpeckers, the right fielder, number one, Logan Cerny.
Two nothing Woodpeckers lead, opening the bottom of the fifth inning. Logan Cerny gets it started against right-hander Steven Cruz, and a first pitch slider misses off the outside corner. 70th pitch of the night for the Carolina starter. Cerny 0 for 2 against Cruz with a strikeout and a flyout to right. Here it is. Low towards the knees and a little inside. Two balls, no strikes on Logan. Lo Perfido and Justin Williams will bat in this inning as well. The 2-0 lead propped up on the two-run home run by Lo Perfido in the bottom of the first. Cerny whacks this one foul. Out of play. Two balls and a strike. On the Decatur, Georgia native, Logan Cerny. We were talking to Lo Perfido about his big-time Phillies fandom growing up as a kid. For Logan Cerny, it was all Atlanta Braves in the Georgia area. 2-1 is below the zone. Change-up, three balls and one strike.
Ironically enough, it was Philadelphia where Cerny began his minor league career story.
Right. Here it is from Cerny, and a fastball outside to him. Ball four, and that's the third walk given up by Steven Cruz tonight. Cerny goes to first, aboard for the first leadoff base runner, and Lo Perfido gets to bat with a man on. His two-run home run in the first inning came with a man on first base. That was Yuris Ramirez after Jackson Hallmark was hit with a pitch. Cruz at the belt, now working out of the stretch, kicks and throws, misses down and into Joey. It's 1-0. Well, Profeto has reached in both plate appearances, the home run and then the walk in the third. Cerny, the team leader in stolen bases with 31, doesn't have one in this series. Shuffling his weight back and forth off of first. Loperfido swings, hits it deep. Right center field. Fernandez going back at the track. Gone again. A two-home run night for Joey Loperfido. His third long ball in the last two games. And he has driven in all four runs tonight for the Woodpeckers. 4-0 in the bottom of the fifth inning.
And we've pretty much seen all five tools of Joey Loperfido on display tonight. That's now two home runs for him. He's made some pretty solid contact on both of those. He's stolen a base, made an outstanding catch up against the wall in the fourth inning. This is a complete game from Joey Loperfido. And you wonder how many more home runs he's going to hit here in Fayetteville before he catches the attention of some folks up in Asheville.
Justin Williams, the new hitter. First pitch, fastball, strike one to him. Number 9 of the year for Loperfido. His neck must be hurting tonight. He's been wearing that heavy home run chain half the evening. Here's the 0-1. Williams stays off it, but it's called strike two. A two-run home run in the first. The great catch out in left center field back in the fourth inning. And now a two-run home run in this fifth. Slider down and away. Loperfido also now with his second two-home run game of the year. We mentioned that two-home run game, homestand of the regular season. And now he's done it tonight in front of this Thursday night crowd. Check swing on one up high. Williams did not go, says base umpire Brian Laws, and it's a 2-2 even count.
He's the only one to do it now.
Yeah.
And he's done it twice.
Williams has struck out twice. 2-2 pitch. Swing, and this one's hit well. Left center field. Leones going back into the alleyway. It is Fernandez cutting it off right in front of the warning track. Williams got a good pitch. Center of the zone. Knee level. And he golfed that one pretty deep. Almost seemed like the Woodpeckers were going back to back. Williams falls just short and falls to 0-3 on the evening. Now Victor Mascai is coming up.
And he didn't miss that one by much. Good solid contact. I like the way that Williams has been swinging the bat when he's been putting the ball in play. I want to cut down on the strikeouts a little bit, but been barreling up the ball pretty well. Has that home run.
Victor Mascai cuts through the first pitch. A changeup. 0-1. Steven Cruz delivering. Swung on and missed. You talked about it during the pregame show, Colin. The runners in scoring position yesterday and lack of hits, 0-8, was one of the big issues for the Woodpeckers in that 7-5 loss. Tonight they don't have any hits with runners in scoring position, but I guess you don't need them if you're going to hit tanks with runners on first base. Mascai strikes out. He goes to 0-3 like Williams. Production out of those four or five hitters yet tonight, but now Tyler Whitaker coming up.
I guess Loperfido just thinks runners in scoring position are overrated. Why wait for him to get into scoring position where he can just hit it over the fence?
Yep. Tyler Whitaker 1-2, a soft line drive single into center back in the second. And there's a knee level fastball. Looked a little inside, but it's called strike one by Shea Graham. Steven Cruz offering up his 86th pitch of the night. Carolina extending him pretty far. Cats do have a right-hander loosening out there in the bullpen in case Cruz needs some help, but he's trying to go five like Bautista tonight. 4-0 ball game, and Whitaker cuts through. That was a changeup by Cruz. Most pitches for him in a game this year is a 92. This will be number 88. He nods the head, gets the target from Cibrian, down and in. The wind and 1-2 pitch. Strikes out Whitaker swinging. A high fastball got him. And Steven Cruz closes out the fifth inning with back-to-back strikeouts. Gets three straight outs after the second two-run home run of the night from Joey Loperfido. It's the Loperfido Show. 4-0. Big swings, web jam plays. He's doing it all tonight in downtown Fayetteville. We're back for the sixth inning next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Marshall is from Virginia. He's been in the U.S. Army for 2 years and serves as an infantryman. After finishing airborne school, he was stationed at Fort Bragg. He recently returned from a 5-month deployment to Poland, where he worked to deter aggression in the NATO area of responsibility. Fans, let's hear it for Specialist Aaron Marshall. Thank you for your service.
I could trip a referee, tell by my attitude that I most definitely leave from.
And this Woodpeckers pitching change is brought to you by Coldwell Banker. Entering the game for the Woodpeckers, number 11, Alex Santos.
I made the Yankee hat more famous than the Yankee can. You should know I bleed blue, but I ain't a collar though. But I got a gangin' walking with my clique though. Welcome to the melting pot. Corners where we sellin' Africa been by the home of the hip-hop. Yellow cap, gypsy cap, dollar cap, holla back. For foreigners, it ain't fair, they act like they forgot how to act. 8 million stories out there in the naked. City, it's a pity half of y'all won't make it. Me, I got a plug special, and I got it made. If Jesus paying LeBron, I'm paying Dwayne Wade. 3 dice, Z-Lo, 3 card, Marley. Labor Day parade, rest in peace, Bob Marley. Statue of Liberty, long live the World Trade. Long live the King, yo, I'm from the Empire State. That's
leading off the top of the sixth inning for the Mudcats, the center fielder, number 15, Eduardo Fernandez.
Alex Santos takes over this game for the Woodpeckers in the top of the sixth inning. Joey Loperfido has extended to a 4-0 ball game thanks to another 2-run home run. Santos winding and throwing and missing up and outside to Eduardo Fernandez. It's a 1-ball, 1-strike count. Fernandez, Leones, and Perez, 2-3-4 to face Santos in this sixth. He delivers, and a high pop fly is hit down the left field line. Williams sprinting back on it, or getting over, all the way up against the fence, and he has to make a last-second correction. That ball falls right over top of him, and it was on the left side of the chalk line. So that's a foul ball by mere inches. Eduardo Fernandez almost got away with what would have been extra bases there on that high pop fly. But instead, he'll be in a 1-ball, 2-strike count. So Santos comes in for Edinson Bautista. He approached a 4-0 lead, eligible for his 6th winning decision of the year. Bautista goes 5 innings tonight of scoreless baseball. 2 hits, 2 walks, and 8 strikeouts. What a night for Edinson. And there's a fastball placed on the outside corner, strike 3. A strong start to the night for Alex Santos. That is strikeout number 84 of his season. And the 9th tonight by Woodpeckers pitching. And Colin, the Woodpeckers pitching staff yesterday was really racking up the strikeout count. They're doing it again tonight.
Yeah, they really have been, just fanning batters left and right. Saw the 18 strikeouts yesterday. Bautista picking up right where he left off with another outstanding performance. And Alex Santos, another guy who's got the stuff to really strike out a lot of batters, and he's off to a good start here.
Here's the 1-0 pitch to lefty Leones, and he takes a huge hack at that ball. That was a changeup at 84 below the zone, and he missed it. 1-1. So other numbers on Alex Santos, a little bit of an unlucky 0-8 record this year. Hasn't had a ton of run support behind him, even on nights when he's pitched well. 5.08 ERA. And pitching in his 19th game, 8th out of the bullpen. High breaking ball, 2-1 count on Leones. And here's the next offer. Swing and a miss. Fastball. Popped the mitt at 92 miles an hour. 2 balls and 2 strikes.
Sure sounded a lot faster than 92 with the noise it made when it hit Alvarez's mitt.
And it hit the sweet part of the leather right there. Santos gets the sign. Target set up and outside. The pitch is a little bit low outside as well. Not too far off the spot, though, for Santos. Full count on Leones. 0 for 2 with a strikeout looking and a ground out to second. 67 and two-thirds innings of work this year for the 20-year-old Alex Santos. 38 earned runs given up. 29 walks, 84 strikeouts. Now a pop fly hit over towards third. Williams is sprinting over. He stumbles over right at the start of the extended warning track, and that ball falls out of his reach. We'll keep it 3-2. Williams was playing on a shift. You have to admire his effort there, even though he didn't come up with the baseball.
Really gave it all he had there. I think he kind of stumbled a little bit before he got to that ball. Despite the effort, I don't think he was going to get there regardless.
So Santos, the new baseball in hand, throws the payoff to Leones and strikes him out with one in the dirt. It's blocked by Alvarez. He quickly picks up the baseball, slaps the tag on Leones. And there's two outs in the sixth for Santos on back-to-back strikeouts. Good start for him out of the bullpen. And now he'll face another lefty in Hedbert Perez.
Usually you'll see a bridge from one long reliever or one starter to the wrong long reliever, your Joe Thon. But when you get such a great start from Batista and you've got a guy who can give you length in Santos, there's no need for it.
First pitch changeup strike in there at 84 to Perez. And here's the offering, a deep fly ball. This is hit way out right field. If it's fair, it is gone. Perez flips aside the bat, and that thing's out by the cornhole boards. Long gone to right field. A high arcing home run by Hedbert Perez. And Carolina is on the board for the first time tonight. It is now a 4-1 game. Well, that was a colossal blast to right, and Perez admired hit the whole way up the first base line.
It's not too often we've seen a home run down that right field line hit that far out of the park. I mean, he just barreled up that ball, sent it over everything in right field, cleared the concrete wall just beyond the 325 marker, and like you said, right by the cornhole boards, up by the artificial turf up there in the patio area just next to Healy's.
So Edinson Bautista now faces Eduardo Garcia, following the solo home run. And his pitch is hit right back towards the mound on one high hop. Santos fields it towards the shoulders, runs towards first, and gets the out, ending the inning. Well, a strong start for Santos. Couple of strikeouts, six with one run allowed. 4-1, Fayetteville still leading by a few as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Pucker up.
I don't want another heartbreak. I don't need another turn to cry. No, I don't want to learn the hard way. Baby, hello. Oh, no. Goodbye. But you got me like a rocket shooting straight across the sky. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's this kiss, unstoppable, this kiss. Cinderella said to Snow White, how does love get so off course? Oh, all I wanted was a white knight with a good heart, soft touch, fast horse. Ride me off into the sunset, baby, I'm forever yours. It's the way you love me. A feeling like this, it's centrifugal motion, it's perpetual bliss, it's that pivotal moment, it's unthinkable, this kiss, unsinkable, this kiss. You can kiss me in the moonlight, on the rooftop of
This Mudcats pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Entering the game for the Mudcats, number 44, Jason Pena. Leading off the bottom of the sixth inning for the Woodpeckers, the catcher, number 18, Jose Alvarez.
Jose Alvarez leads off the inning for the Woodpeckers in the bottom of the sixth inning, and he faces a new right-hander for the Mudcats. It is Jason Pena. Comes in behind the starter, Steven Cruz, who went five innings tonight, giving up the two Loperfido home runs. 4-1 the score. Woodpeckers leading the Mudcats. And here's a bouncing ball past the mound. It kicked off the glove of Pena, fielded by Robbie near the second base bag. He plants and throws to first and gets the out. That's a nice job of the Carolina second baseman backing up his pitcher. Alvarez hit that ball on the screws, but Robbie able to clean it up and retire Alvarez, drop him to 1-for-3. And it brings up Cody Orr. It's the 7-8-9 facing the new right-hander Pena. Final line tonight for Steven Cruz reads as five innings. He gave up five hits, the four runs all earned on the Loperfido two-run home runs. Three walks and nine strikeouts. Cruz only struck out five Woodpeckers when he pitched six scoreless innings his last time in early July, but ramped up the strikeouts tonight despite giving up the runs. Cody Orr takes low and away, and it's a one ball, one strike count. One and one. Here's a number along third, charging is Silva. He bare hands on the grass, throws across the diamond, not in time. Actually, throw might have made it in time, but I think Chirinos had his right foot slip off of that first base bag. And Cody Orr with the hustle able to beat it out. Good effort by Silva over at third, though, charging and barehanding that baseball.
Yeah, not much more that Silva could have done. Great throw, accurate one. And like you said, I think Chirinos just got crossed up a little bit. Had the wrong foot, tried to correct it. He pulled that back heel off the bag. Orr with a lot of speed, creating his own luck on that slow ground ball, ends up reaching with one out.
So here's Rainier Rivas, the left-hander, and a fastball is called a strike on the upper outside corner. It is 0-1. Rainier tonight has singled and also flied out to deep right field, put one all the way to the warning track back in the fourth. The 0-1. Fastball just outside. One ball and one strike. We are currently on Instagram Live as well. Hello, Instagram Live. MILB.TV, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com as well if you want to check us out in the booth. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and it missed outside. Somebody from Section 121 here in the ballpark said that they're tuned in on Instagram Live as well. So hello, Section 121.
Hope you're having a great time. Hope you're staying cool as well. It's been a hot one out there.
95 degrees at first pitch tonight. Rivas cuts through. Fastball from Jason Pena. New righty, and it's two balls and two strikes. Official scoring decision on that Orr bouncer towards third is a single. So he goes to 1-for-2 with a walk. Rivas hits this on the ground. Left side could be two. Fielded by Silva, the shifted third baseman. He goes to Robbie for one. The turn to first in time. An inning-ending double play. 5-4-3 around the horn. And that'll end things. The minimum faced by Pena despite the Orr single. And we head to the seventh inning with Alex Santos going back to the mound. It is 4-1 Peckers.
So here we are. We got to figure out what's in the box, but we aren't going to figure it out. Katie's going to figure it out. Katie is a speech therapist coming all the way from Harnett County. Say hi, Katie.
Hello.
All right. We'll pull back. You ready? Okay. You guys are going to be able to see what it is, but Katie can't. You ready, Katie? Get your hands in there. Go for it. Don't say anything. Anybody in here, don't say anything. Bananas is incorrect. Two more shots at it. You can keep your hands in there. What do you think?
Cucumbers?
I will tell you, you're getting warm. It is not cucumbers. One more shot.
Tomatoes.
Whoa. Did she get it? She's got it. Congratulations, Katie. They are, in fact, tomatoes. Give me a Go Packers.
Go Packers.
That's right.
Fans, it's time for the Budweiser Zero Last Call for any alcohol. Alcohol purchases at our concession stands will be cut off at the start of the eighth inning. Last call. Last call for alcohol. Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Alex Santos. Leading off the top of the seventh inning for the Mudcats, the first baseman, number 29, Jesus Chirinos.
Welcome back to Segra Stadium. It's the top of the seventh inning. Alex Santos continues to work after giving up a solo home run in the sixth, but striking out a couple. His first pitch to Jesus Chirinos was a little bit low. And here comes the 1-0 offering. It is a breaking ball. That lands, and it's one ball and one strike. 4-1 score to take you through the seventh inning on the play-by-play. Send it over to Colin Casey.
Thank you, Chappie. Santos trying to continue right where he left off in his first inning of work. Did retire a couple of batters through the strikeout. Did give up the home run, but bounced back with a ground out. Hit sharply right at the third baseman, Justin Williams. Doesn't even have to move. Sticks his glove out, makes the grab, and Chirinos is retired to begin the seventh. That'll bring up second baseman Zach Robbie. And Fayetteville trying to end a four-game losing streak. Their longest losing streak of the season is five games, so trying to avoid tying that mark, and also trying to end a six-game losing skid against the Carolina Mudcats. Going to turn things around and take a step towards evening the series. Santos with his first pitch to Robbie. Fastball fouled right back over everything. This season, when Fayetteville has led after six innings, they are 14-1 at Segra Stadium and 28-4 overall. So when they've had a lead late in ball games, they've been very strong when it comes to finishing off those ball games. 1-1 to Robbie. He's out in front. Foul tips it straight back. It's kind of funny how it works out. On the other side of things, Fayetteville doesn't really come back from when they've been trailing after seven innings, just 6-41. This season when being behind through seven innings of play. Two-strike offering, and Robbie stays alive with another foul ball. So it seems like the first six innings have tended to decide these ball games. Not a whole lot of change in the result after the first two-thirds of the ball game have been completed. Another two-strike pitch and taken in the dirt by Zach Robbie, the former Minnesota Gopher. Just a run on three hits so far for Carolina. That run coming on the solo home run by Hedbert Perez. All four RBIs for Fayetteville coming on a pair of two-run home runs by Joey Loper. Unable to hold up, he went around for strike three, doesn't like the call, has a few choice words for Shea Graham. That will be the second out of the seventh. Third strikeout recorded by Santos. Try to make it 1-2-3 against Jose Cibrian, the catcher. First pitch is chopped to the third base side, but it trickles foul. Again, live right now on Instagram. Appreciate everyone tuning in from there. Again, you can catch us at Fayetteville Woodpeckers on Instagram. Swing and a miss Cibrian down nothing in two. You want to follow us on Twitter. That's at Woodpeckers, capital N, capital C. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/FayettevilleWoodpeckers. For all updates, highlights, news, whatever you need to know about your favorite team from the 910.
Our Instagram live chat is being taken over by Bills Mafia right now.
Really?
A couple of Bills fans just rolled in here. I don't know what their deal is.
Fastball misses high. It's 2-2. I'm a Giants fan, so our paths aren't really crossing in the most positive sense. There's two words that I'm sure haunt them that us Giants fans love to say to them, but I'll keep it friendly for now as the 2-2 pitch is down in the dirt, a full count to Cibrian.
We had NFL day out at the ballpark towards the back end of last season. I got to double check if that's on the promotion docket again this year. But that was a great day. We had a ton of different jerseys out at the ballpark. There was a lot of Carolina Panthers, and there were some Buffalo Bills out there.
Ball four to Cibrian. He draws a walk. First free pass given out by Alex Santos, and that'll bring up nine-hitter Luis Silva. Of course, it's Panthers country. A couple hours east of Charlotte, North Carolina. Go even further out towards the really eastern or western part of the state in North Carolina. You'll start seeing a few Tennessee Titans fans. Ground ball towards second. Yaris Ramirez comes up with it. Throw to the sky in time. And the two-out walk does not come back to bite Alex Santos. He gets through a scoreless top of the seventh inning. We head to the seventh inning stretch from Segra Stadium. Fayetteville 4, Carolina 1. You're tuned in on Instagram as well as the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Take, sing a little louder. I, so it's root Packers. Sing it loud. At the old, atta boy, Packers, atta boy.
Reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Carolina Education Lottery, entering the game for the Mudcats, number 28, Carlos Morales. Leading off the bottom of the seventh inning for the Woodpeckers, the second baseman, number 22, Yuris Ramirez.
Home half of inning number seven from Fayetteville. 4-1 lead for the Woodpeckers. Yaris Ramirez kicks things off. Top of the order due up for Fayetteville. And a new arm on the mound for the Carolina Mudcats. It is left-hander Carlos Morales as Ramirez skies one off to the right. It will land into the seats. Foul. Morales replaces Jason Pena, who ends up going just one inning. Morales, the southpaw, going up against a Woodpeckers lineup that has had a lot of success against left-handed pitching this season. Fouled off by Ramirez. Morales, 2-3 on the season, 2.87 ERA in his 23rd appearance, all of which have come in relief. He also has three saves on the season. The former 25th rounder back in 2017 with the Milwaukee Brewers out of Covina, California. Swing and a miss, and Yeri Ramirez is down on strikes to begin the bottom of the seventh. He was drafted out of high school, South Hills High School in West Covina, California. Is that your neck of the woods, Southern California?
No, I'm more of a Northern California guy.
Right. Yeah,
Stockton, California, yeah, around the Sacramento area.
I was asking if West Covina is out in the southern part of the state.
Oh, no, I don't think so. Some of those, there's so many cities. Sometimes I don't even know what part of California they're in.
Yeah, I've got it a little
bet.
As a Massachusetts native, a little fewer towns to keep track of. Logan Cerny takes a 1-0 pitch up and away from Morales. Looked it up. It is, in fact, Southern California. It's actually a suburban city in L.A. County. So coming right from Los Angeles. Population of just over 100,000. There's a fly ball hit to right, and Cerny disgustedly throws his bat away. The ball trails, though, when it falls. Unable to catch it is Perez, and Cerny ends up at second base. So Logan Cerny thought he was for sure an easy out, but Edward Perez, it's been an up-and-down night for him, hit a home run a couple innings ago, but misplays a fly ball out and right. That puts a runner in scoring position with one away for the Woodpeckers.
Yeah, that ball was hit really high by Logan Cerny, and anytime you hit a ball that far up, there's a chance that an outfielder gets a little bit disoriented out there. That ball also looked like it started to slice, and then it straightened out a bit on Perez, and that's what caused him to overrun it. So there you go. Cerny ends up with maybe a double. I don't know if it hit his glove. If it didn't hit his glove, that's probably a double.
Oprofito hits the first pitch he sees on the ground towards second. Tough play. Robbie's throw comes off the bat, and in safely is Oprofito. Couple of bad plays in the field by the Carolina Mudcats put runners at the corners. At the very least, they kept Joey Oprofito in the ballpark this time, but he ends up at first base. He has reached base in all four of his trips to the plate. First and third, one out, and cleanup man Justin Williams with an opportunity to extend this Woodpeckers lead.
Yeah, well, if this inning isn't the old baseball cliche, it puts something in play and good things happen, then I don't know what is. Cerny with the fly to right. Right fielder misjudges it, and then Loperfido, what probably should have been a routine play at second base, and Zach Robbie ends up throwing offline. I think you got a real chance to do something here and give yourself at least a four-run advantage in the final couple of innings.
First pitch to Williams, just below the knees. Justin Williams has been one of the top hitters on this Woodpeckers team at Segra Stadium, which was at 309 here in Fayetteville, so he loves playing in this ballpark. Takes a fastball from Morales that misses outside. Been a really unfortunate start to this ball game for Carlos Morales. Got a strikeout on Yaris Ramirez to begin the inning, and then a couple of errors. Was, in fact, ruled an error on that missed fly ball out and right by Perez. So back-to-back errors, putting runners at the corners with one down. E9 and an E4 in the book. Pitch to Williams, breaking ball, good backdoor pitch on the outside corner. So Morales trying to battle back, could use a double play ball, which is exactly what his predecessor, Jason Pena, got to get out of the sixth inning, able to get Rainier Rivas to ground into a 5-4-3 inning-ending double play. Pitch misses outside, the throw over to third to check on Cerny. He's back with a dive immediately after. Third baseman Silva charged over towards first to make sure that Loprofito didn't take second. Crucial stage in this ball game. Fayetteville trying to run away with it in the bottom of the seventh, leading 4-1. 3-1. In the dirt, ball four, it hits off the umpire, Shea Graham, doesn't make it to the backstop, so maybe a little luck for the catcher, Cibrian, but it's a one-out walk for Williams. Bases are now loaded. In steps Victor Miskai, who is 0-3 with a couple of strikeouts.
I like the approach by Williams. Sometimes when you've struck out twice and you also got a hold of a fly ball, hit it pretty well like Williams did, you're trying to go up in your fourth at bat to try and hit. but he was patient, didn't want to swing at a pitch that was too low, and he gets on base.
Sky backs off a breaking ball, but it catches the inside corner for a called strike. Victor Mizquiay has been very good this season. He has three home runs and has hit .314 against southpaws. Breaking ball, Mizquiay hits it in the air, right field. Perez going back towards the track, the wall. He leaps and he makes the catch. Edward Perez had just a couple of feet to spare, but he makes a leaping grab in front of the padded wall and right for the second out. It does go in the books as a sack fly as Logan Cerny able to trot home. Up to third goes Lo Perfido. Sack fly for Victor Mizquiay and an RBI to make it 5-1. But man, he just missed launching the second grand slam of the season for the Woodpeckers.
Man, Victor Mizquiay hits a ball like that. Good sound coming off the barrel. Little bit of arc underneath it, too much arc, I guess, at the end of the day, and you just think with his strength, he's going to send it out. I thought he had a granny off the bat there, Colin, but Perez did a good job of measuring the wall and bringing that one in and saving it to just a run. But that's a big big insurance run when Carolina's down to their final six outs.
1-0 count to Tyler Whitaker. It looked like he was just a little bit out in front of it, and it made all the difference. Breaking pitch outside corner to Whitaker, who's 1-for-3. Whitaker, unlike Mizquiay, actually rather see a right-hander on the mound. He's hitting just .135 against southpaws. He checks his swing. Breaking ball inside on him. So it's Joey Lo Perfido at third, Williams at first. That run coming across the score in the form of Logan Cerny, not charged to Carlos Morales, an unearned run due to the error by Perez out and right. Off speed outside, and Whitaker able to even the count 2-2. Two in the first for Fayetteville, two in the fifth, and one so far in the seventh. Whitaker lines one on a hop, speared by Garcia. He'll throw all the way across, stretch his time, and that will end the inning. So a couple of runners stranded on base by the Woodpeckers. One sacrifice fly from Victor Mizquiay adds another. It is Fayetteville 5, Carolina 1. We head to the 8th from Segra Stadium on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Double play. Doug has our lucky contestant on the dugout. Take it away, DP.
I'm here with the source of many nightmares. It's Ghostface. Say hi, Ghostface.
Hello.
All right. All Ghostface has to do is guess the attendance. Tonight's attendance could be 1 of 3. Are you ready? Is it 3,129, 3,042, 3,646? Ghostface, your guess, please. Ghostface is going with A, 3,129. Is he correct? Yes! Now, Ghostface is none other than 10-year-old Andrew. Give me a Go Peckers.
Go Peckers!
That's right.
Good job, buddy.
Fans, it's time for last call for our haunted house. Be sure to make your way to the batting cages located behind section 127 and 128 to experience tonight's haunted house presented by Hollerin' Haunts Hayride. Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Alex Santos.
On to the 8th, Alex Santos back out there trying to maintain the 5-1 lead the Fayetteville Woodpeckers have over the Carolina Mudcats. The right-hander from New York throws the first pitch of the inning. It's lined out towards center field, but Joey Lo Perfido gets a good beat on it, makes the catch, on Henry Mendez. That hitting streak in serious jeopardy for Mendez. Just five outs left for Carolina to make something happen and to take us through the conclusion. Here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
All right, thanks, Colin. Yeah, Mendez 0-for-4. Looks like his 15-gamer might be in some jeopardy. A 5-1 Fayetteville lead. Eduardo Fernandez, the new right-hander. And the first pitch, a slider that bends to the middle, and it is called strike one on Fernandez. He struck out looking against Santos in the sixth. He was the first batter that Santos faced. And he swings a big-time hack, and he foul tips that one off of Alvarez. Nothing and two. So Alvarez, make it to Santos, has gone through the Carolina order now one time through. Three strikeouts, a walk, and the lone hit was a solo home run to Hedbert Perez that made it a 4-1 game at the time. 0-2 pitch, got him swinging on a breaking ball down in the dirt. Strikeout number four for Santos. Two quick outs in the eighth inning.
It's been a tough pitching month for Fayetteville. They've had some of their worst numbers throughout any month this season, but this has been a real welcome sight the last 36 hours or so. We've seen this pitching staff kind of revert back to what we saw back in April and May, striking out a lot of batters at a high rate, and Alex Santos has been a big part of that here tonight.
Oswald Leones, the three-hitter, left fielder, and lefty. Takes the first pitch changeup low in the dirt for ball one. Woodpeckers can hold on and win tonight. It'll put an end to a 5-game losing streak against these Carolina Mudcats, get them to 5-10 against the Brewers affiliate in 2022. And at least give the Woodpeckers the feeling they're back in this series with a chance to even up the series with a win tomorrow. Swinging a foul back into the screen.
Not just that, Chappie, but also kind of keep them within arm's length in the South Division. They're in the basement right now at 8.5 games back, but score holds out in Kannapolis. Loss from the division leaders. They end up gaining the ground and can find themselves 7.5 back. And all you need is a quick little winning streak. You'll be right there in the mix come playoff push time.
Bases clear. Two away in the top of the eighth inning. The 2-1 pitch from Santos to Leones is up high. That's ball three. 3-1. Fredericksburg thumping Salem tonight. 8-3 the score. Red Sox do have the bases loaded with two outs in the top of the seventh currently. Delmarva beating Lynchburg 8-3 as well. Pitch. 3-1 and a swing and a miss. That looked like a slider from Santos right on that outside corner. Full count. Leones is hitless tonight. 0-for-3 with a pair of strikeouts. Slight shift on the infield to the pull side of the lefty. Here comes the payoff. Foul tip, and Alvarez shows the baseball. Santos struck him out and ends a 1-2-3 eighth inning. Pair of punchouts to Fernandez and Leones. Three innings of the books for Santos, and the Woodpeckers carry a 5-1 lead into the bottom of the eighth inning when we return.
Take a look at the video board and start sizzling.
Hockey, 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 hockey.
This Mudcats pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Entering the game for the Mudcats, number 48, Brandon Jordan. Leading off the bottom of the eighth inning for the Woodpeckers, the catcher, number 18, Jose Alvarez.
Bottom of the eighth inning, catcher Jose Alvarez leads it off for the Woodpeckers and takes the first pitch up high. One ball and no strikes against a new Carolina right-hander, Brandon Jordan. There's a strike, and it's 1-1. Alex Santos able to strike out Eduardo Fernandez and Oswald Leones to close a 1-2-3 eighth inning. 5-1 Woodpeckers, and there's a cut at a high slider for Brandon Jordan, and it's a one ball, two strike count. Alvarez, Cody Orton, Reyny Arriba, 7, 8, and 9 get to face Jordan. And here's a pop fly, first base side. Chirinos chasing it back, gets into the right field grass, drifting along the line, and he dropped the ball. He dropped the ball as he was straddling the foul line. It fell to the grass on the fair side of the line, and Alvarez will come up with maybe an E3 here.
Now they're calling it foul.
Are they calling it a foul ball? Oh. Because it fell just barely on the foul side of that paint line behind first.
I'd like to take another look at it and see just where that ball was fielded. Because those are always the tricky ones. Because you could be standing in foul territory, reach over and fair. So it's kind of a tough judgment call there for base umpire Brian Loss.
Swing and a miss, and Alvarez goes down on strikes.
Yeah, so what it was he was standing in fair territory. However, the ball was falling in foul territory, and it was Chirinos who stuck his glove out. Had he not made contact with it, it would land foul territory. So it was the right call there from Loss.
So now here's Cody Orr, singled his last time up in the sixth. Brandon Jordan delivers a fastball strike at 93. 0-1 on Orr. He's also reached on a walk. The pitch is high outside of the reach of Cibrian. One ball and one strike. The 1-1. And Orr cuts through a changeup. 1-2. Reyny Rivas standing on deck. River Dogs have beat the Wood Ducks tonight at the Joe in Charleston, 3-1. Orr takes a swing at a high fastball down. He goes swinging. Back-to-back strikeouts by Brandon Jordan at the bullpen. Since Steven Cruz left this game, he pitched 5 innings. Jason Pena, Carlos Morales, Brandon Jordan have been the three arms, combining to go an inning at a time. So Victor Esteves is using more of a platoon now after his starter Cruz gave up 4 of the 5 runs on a pair of Joey Loperfido 2-run homers.
Just one run given up by the bullpen, and it was unearned.
Rivas steps away from the plate in a 1-0 count. In the sixth, can't do that here. 2 outs, nobody on. The pitch, breaking ball, and that bent the knees of Rivas a bit. Good one, a slider from Jordan, and it's 1-1. Tie game, bottom 8 between Myrtle Beach and Augusta. That's a good ball game tonight at SRP Park in North Augusta. Pelicans had a 2-0 lead until Augusta tied it in the bottom of the 6th. Pelicans got a run in the 7th, and then Augusta a moment ago got a run to the bottom of the 8th to knot at 3-3. Pitch to Rivas and a bouncing ball right side. Robbie shuffling left from 2nd. Collects, throws to 1st, and that ends a 1-2-3 bottom of the 8th inning. The Woodpeckers have led throughout tonight since the bottom of the 1st when Joey Loperfido hit his first 2-run home run of the night. They carry a 5-1 lead into the top of the 9th inning and are trying to get their first win of this homestand. When we come back on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network, stay tuned.
It's in our bones to build, to take the world around us and build it into something more playful. Because a playful mind sees the world not as it is, but for everything, it could be. Get building and make the world your playground. Building for 90 years is just the beginning.
And I can't fight this feeling anymore.
Whenever heartburn strikes, get fast relief with Tums. It's time to love food back.
And if I have to crawl upon the floor, come crashing through your door, baby, I can't fight this feeling anymore.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes sight for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Alex Santos.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
Leading off the top of the ninth inning for the Mudcats, the right fielder, number two, Hedbert Perez.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun.
Alex Santos trying to close out the game tonight with his fourth inning of relief work, and he faces left-hander Hedbert Perez, who took him deep for a solo home run back in the sixth. Pitch missed outside to Hedbert, and it's 1-0. Next one is low, two balls and no strikes. The home run for Perez was his 12th of the year, and that ties Jackson Chorio for the most by a Carolina Mudcat in 2022. 5-1 Fayetteville lead, the pitch. Fastball a little outside, and Santos falls off 3-0. Alex worked a 1-2-3 eighth inning, got a pair of strikeouts and a lineout. He's given up just one base hit over three innings of work. The Perez homer. 3-0 offering. Swing and a miss. He had the green light. And he chased a changeup that might have been ball four.
I think it was a situation of riding the hot hand after he homered off Santos in his previous plate appearance.
And Perez wants to take a swing. He doesn't want to walk right now. And he swings in another one. More off speed. Down and on the inside. The changeup serving as all reliable right now for Santos after falling down in the count. Got it back to full. Gets the sign from Alvarez. Target set outside, and he hit it perfect. Right on the outside corner. Check out Perez looking.
That right there is an example of why this kid's a top 10 prospect for the Houston Astros. That stuff on that breaking ball, just so sharp, the movement on it. Like, he throws some fastball in the low 90s, but that breaking ball just comes in so quickly that you can't even adjust to it. It's by you by the time you realize what's coming at you.
Eduardo Garcia out on the front leg, swings and misses at a changeup. And that's just mental warfare on a hitter up 3-0. And last thing you're thinking is three straight off-speed pitches, right? And you get the changeup slider put on you. And he's gone back-to-back changes to Garcia to get him in an 0-2 hole. Garcia 1-for-3 with a single in the fourth. He was left on base. Mudcats so far tonight have left five men on and gone 0-for-3 with runners in scoring position. Swing and a miss. Slider down he goes. Four straight strikeouts for Alex Santos. And just like Perez, Garcia got nothing but off speed.
Nice. He's been locating it so well. Might as well stick with it. Wouldn't be surprised to see a heavy variety of it in this at-bat upcoming and try to clinch the victory.
Seven strikeouts for Alex Santos. Would get the save tonight, having pitched four innings to close out the ball game despite inheriting a 4-0 game in the sixth. First pitch low to Chirinos. Trying to grab the first game of this series. Fastball up and away, making a 2-1 series going to Friday. Tomorrow night, first pitch, 7:05. Stick around for the postgame show where we'll talk about the pitching matchup in store. Valente Beozo against Miguel Segura. Here's the 2-0 pitch. It is a ball just outside.
Sure, Alex wants to wrap this one up with a strikeout. If he's able to get that eighth strikeout, it would tie a season high, a feat he's accomplished twice so far in 2022.
3-ball, no strike pitch is called a strike. Not as high as you can go. Santos going to the fastball, 3-1. Chirinos has walked, lined out, struck out, 0-2. Target inside. Pitch is perfect right on that inner half. A changeup. And Santos again trying to overcome a 3-0 count. He has Carolina down to their final strike. Chirinos in a full count, 3-2. Santos winds, kicks, pitches, and strikes him out swinging. He K's the side in the top of the ninth inning to lock this thing down, striking out 5 in a row. And he strikes out 8 Carolina Mudcats over 4 innings tonight to lock up the save. The Woodpeckers win game 3 of this series 5-1, and they end a 5-game losing skid against these Carolina Mudcats. Well pitched, well played. Loperfino, the 2 home runs tonight, propelling the offense. Bautista and Santos combined to go the distance over 9, and they strike out 16 Mudcats along the way. High fives down on the diamond. It's a happy win tonight for the Woodpeckers, and we'll talk about it all next on the Woodpeckers postgame show right here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Stay tuned in a moment.
And I'm on this foolish track, so I spit my foolish flow. My hands go up and down, like strippers' booties go. My verses still be serving, tight like a million virgins. Last time on a college remix, now I'm on the original version. Can't never count me out, y'all better count me in. Got 20 bank accounts, accountant count me in. Make millions every year, the South's champion. Cause all I do, all I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind. Everybody hands go up, and they stay there, and they say yeah, and they stay there, cause all I do is win, 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 and if you going in, put your hands in the air, make them stay there,
swerving in my low, low. Head on a swivel, you know serving me's a no-no. Clean as a whistle, as a passenger, they see it, they say, oh boy. Tell Kelly, back it up, my call me loco. Down for armed traffic, you know, make me pull up. Ask you what you laughing at, represent that mud life. Study money, money, better get your mud right. We come together, holding hands and holler, mud life. We all strapping all black, it's like,
all it's true is green.
Time to close the night with the Woodpeckers postgame show. Here's Andrew Chapman and Colin Casey.
Hey, Woodpeckers fans, welcome back inside the broadcast booth tonight. And it was a good night to be at Segres Stadium. The Woodpeckers, they were scary good tonight, Colin.
They
not
sure
just
were.
Good, scary good on Nightmare on Hay Street night. They pitched well. They hit well. Joey Loperfido had one of the games of his career. He finishes 2-for-3 with a pair of two-run home runs. He now has 9 on the year, 4 ribbies, couple of runs scored. He drew a walk as well. And then you have Edinson Bautista, Colin, that combined to go the distance today, giving up just the 1 run on the Hedbert Perez home run. Last night, the staff struck out 18 Carolina Mudcats in the loss. Tonight, they struck out 16 Carolina Mudcats in the win. And it seemed like all that momentum they carried from the back couple innings of last night was on the field tonight from the get-go.
Yeah, I mean, they just really played a complete effort all around. Great pitching, great hitting, of course. Mentioned Joey Loperfido, a pair of home runs. Also forgot the heck of a catch he made out in center field, crashing into the wall. Also stole a base. He really had a complete game out there in center field tonight. Props to him. Props to the pitching staff. Edinson Batista all season long. 5 shutout innings, couple of walks, couple of hits, but he struck out 8 batters and was just unhittable when it mattered. Speaking of unhittable, Alex Santos giving up just the 1 home run, but other than that, he was about as perfect as can be. Also struck out 8 batters. Great to see a young pitcher really build confidence. Both these guys still on the younger side here on this team, but they certainly didn't look like it tonight. They really shut down a Carolina Mudcats lineup that put up 7 runs in each of the first 2 games, but certainly didn't look like the same lineup we saw. Just a real testament to how great this pitching staff was tonight.
Yeah, you mentioned Alex Santos and his dominance out of the bullpen tonight. What I thought was impressive mostly was that 9th inning. He struck out the side, but 2 of those strikeouts came when he fell behind 3-0, and he was on the borderline of giving up a walk, and then he goes all off-speed on these guys. Really had his changeup and slider working tonight, and that was one of the great performances from Alex Santos in a Woodpecker's uniform. Ties his season high with 8 strikeouts, his 3rd time striking out 8 batters in a game this year. So altogether, Woodpeckers dominate game 3 of this series. They get their first win against the Mudcats over the last 6 games. They had a 5-game losing skid against these Mudcats, but now they're back in the series 2-1 going into tomorrow night's Friday night ball game with a chance to even it up. Tomorrow night, right-hander Valente Baeza will be on the mound for the Woodpeckers. No record, but a 1.59 ERA over 2 previous appearances. He joined the Woodpeckers on the road in Myrtle Beach a couple of series ago, and now he'll make his 2nd appearance at home tomorrow night. He takes on right-hander Miguel Segura of the Mudcats, 2-2 record with a 4.70 ERA. First pitch is coming up at 7:05 Eastern. A reminder, we play 5:05 on Saturday, and then a daytime ball game 2:05 on Sunday in the series conclusion. After this week's homestand, the Woodpeckers will be going on the road to Salem, Virginia to play the Salem Red Sox for a 6-game series at its Salem Memorial Ballpark. Fun one tonight here in Fayetteville. 1 run, 3 hits, and 3 errors. The final line score for the Mudcats, 5 runs, 6 hits, no errors for the Woodpeckers. The line score for them, and again, I think Joey Loperfido at the end of the day has to be our MVP. A few guys we could have given it date for Santos, but we'll go with Joey. His 2nd two-home run game in 2022, driving in 4 of the Fayetteville 5 tonight in the 5-1 victory. Hope you enjoyed it tonight, Woodpeckers fans. Hope you had a little bit of a scare as well out there at that haunted house while watching some baseball. We hope to see you throughout the weekend here at Segra Stadium. Tomorrow's first pitch, Friday night ball game, 7:05. And Colin and I will be on the air with you beginning at 6:50 on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and MILB.TV. Happy night tonight at the ballpark. Woodpeckers win 5-1. We'll see you later on this weekend, Woodpeckers fans. Stay safe and drive home safely. Good night.